सो विल डू वर्स नंबर 18। यस्मात् शरमति तो हम अक्षरादपि चोत्तमः अतोऽस्मि लोके वेदे च कथितः पुरुषोत्तमः। सो यस्मात् एज आई एम व्हाट अक्षरम अतीत। सो यस्मात् क्षरम अतीत, आई एम बियॉन्ड क्षर। अतीत मीन्स आई एम बियॉन्ड, आई ट्रांसेंड क्षर। एंड अक्षरात अपि उत्तम, एंड आई एम इवन हायर देन अक्षर। एज वी सेड अक्षर इज ओम, अक्षर इज द क्रिएटर सस्टेनर डिस्ट्रॉयर ब्रह्मा विष्णु महेश। आई एम बियॉन्ड दोज, आई ट्रांसेंड दोज, एंड आई एम हायर देन दोज। दोज आर ऑल माई एक्सप्रेशन। ब्रह्मा जी इज माई एक्सप्रेशन, गणपति जी इज माई एक्सप्रेशन, विष्णु भगवान द ऑल परवेडिंग रियालिटी इज मी, शिवा द डिस्ट्रॉयर इज मी, कृष्णा इज मी, राम इज मी। आई एम ऑल दीज एंटिटीज, आई एम जीसस, आई एम बुद्धा, आई एम दैट, बट आई एम बियॉन्ड दोज। अक्षरादपि च उत्तम, आई एम इवन हायर देन अक्षर, एंड दैट्स वाई अतः देयरफॉर अस्मि लोके वेदे च। लोक मीन्स इन द वर्ल्ड एंड वेदस मीन्स इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स। प्रथित, आई एम डिस्क्राइब्ड, आई एम फेमस, आई एम नोन एज पुरुष उत्तम, उत्तम पुरुष, पुरुषोत्तम। आई एम नोन एज पुरुषोत्तम, आई एम नोन एज द उत्तम पुरुष, बिकॉज आई एम बियॉन्ड क्षर एंड अक्षर। तो दीज आर ऑल माई एक्सप्रेशन। अक्षर इज ऑल्सो माई एक्सप्रेशन, ओम इज ऑल्सो माई एक्सप्रेशन, बट आई एम बियॉन्ड ओम, आई एम बियॉन्ड ऑल दोज गॉड्स एंड गॉडेसेज, आई एम बियॉन्ड ऑल दी। सो एज वी सेड, लाइक इन अ ड्रीम, आई एम ड्रीमिंग दैट आई हैव लेप्रसी, यू नो आई एम ड्रीमिंग, माई फिंगर्स आर फॉलिंग ऑफ एंड एवरीथिंग इज फॉलिंग ऑफ, एंड देन द महात्मा कम्स एंड टेल्स मी, यू नो यू डोंट हैव लेप्रसी सन, यू वेक अप, गो ट्रांसेंड द ड्रीम and you will wake up to that state where you don't, and you say, no, can't you see my fingers are falling, or in my dream I am a king, you know, and everybody is bowing down to me. And the Mahatma says, you know, this is just a dream, you are not really a king. He said, what do you mean not a king? Have him hung. So I hang the Mahatma. Why? Because I am a king. But when I wake up, there's no king, there's no leprosy. You can't tell your wife, you know, darling, I don't have leprosy anymore. He said, what are you talking? Are you drunk or are you a fool? He said, no, I've transcended leprosy. You never had leprosy. You were just dreaming it. So similarly, this whole world is, whatever is happening is a dream. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. That is all you can do. Just wake up to that reality. How? We'll talk about it. So wake up from this dream of this world. And that's what they say. You know, there are so many songs and bhajans, you know, that this world is just a dream. It's maya. What is maya? Maya means ma yaha, that which is not. Yaha, ma, is not. So maya means that which does not exist. It is just God's creative power, his illusory power. It's just like in the Dakshinamurti Stotram, he says, Maya viva vijrimba yat yapi maha yogi va yasvechaya. Just as a yogi can create this world, or just as a magician in Las Vegas creates all these things on the stage which are not real, so this illusory world has been created by this illusory magician, and you and I think it is so real and we give so much importance to it. Why? Because we are under the influence of Maya. So they say, get out of the trap of Maya. How? Through his grace. Devi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya etam tarantite. He says, Krishna says in the Gita, maya is my power, which is very powerful. But one who approaches me, comes to me, mayam etam tarantite. Make him your goal, make him your refuge. You can go beyond maya, you can wake up. And once you wake up, then there is no world and there is no creator. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh only exist as long as the world exists. But when there is no world, where is the creator? Where is the, you know, there's no need for Brahmaji. There's no need for Vishnu Bhagwan. There is no need for Shivji. There is no need for anything, because that consciousness, I'm not minimizing, I'm not saying that you know, I don't mean to disrespect any of the gods. What I'm saying is that those are all powers of that Brahman, that one consciousness, playing all those roles. And that is what, that's why it's useless to fight and say Shiva is greater than Vishnu or Vishnu is greater than Krishna or Ram. You know, if you love Ram, that's good. If you love Krishna, that does not mean that Krishna had more colors and Ram. People get into stupid arguments, especially in India. The Shaivites and the Vaishnavites, they're ready to kill each other. And in Christianity, the Protestants and the Catholics, they have been slaughtering each other. Why? Because we are, and Shias and Sunnis, or we are better followers of Muhammad than you. And they're just slaughtering. It's so stupid, because there is only one truth. Taking different forms and to fight over is absolutely idiotic. That's what we are saying, that there is one consciousness playing all these roles. And if you love Mother Goddess, that's good. If you look in Devi Puran, actually it's very interesting. In Devi Puran, Devi is on top and Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are her servants. You know, and in Vishnu Puran, Vishnu Bhagavan is on top. Yeah, Shivji and all is just nobody in that. That's how. So whoever you worship, that is the highest. And everybody else, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you love the God of your form, of your Ishta Devta, but you don't disrespect others. You just say that is for me the best. If you love Jesus, Jesus is the best. But it does not mean that you put down Buddha or you put down Shankaracharya or Vishnu and all. All religions are good. All Mahatmas are great. All forms of God lead to that one. So that is that. What they mean is when you wake up, then you realize that all. He says, I am there in everything. That's what Krishna says. When he says I, what he means is that total consciousness. So then the question comes, how to reach? I thought I'll just spend this verse talking about that. Otherwise, the verse is pretty, you know, kind of secondly repeating the ideas in the 17th verse, how to reach. Gurudev in his commentary and also Swami Tejomayananda in the, what we are doing in the Thursday class, Dhyan Swarupam, talks about there is self-effort and then there is God's grace. Self-effort can only take you so far. No matter, you may sit for, you know, 100 years to meditate. You may be, you know, and, you know, then people say, you know, how about if I go to church or temple every day? Will I realize? No. If I offer candle and flowers, will you realize? No. If I do pilgrimage, go to Gangaji and go to Kailash and go to Badrinath and go to Chardham, will you realize? No. If I read all the books and meditate, if you read all the books, will you realize? No. If I go to Mahatmas, will you realize? No. If I build temples, churches, hospitals, will you realize? No. Activity cannot. So they say the finite activities cannot get the infinite. So all these are finite activities. I'm building a temple or a church. It's a finite activity. I am praying to the temple. It's a finite activity. I'm going on a pilgrimage. I go to all the Chardham. That's a finite activity. I went, came back in 2 weeks or 1 month. So we are not saying that you should not do them. We are not saying that you shouldn't pray or you shouldn't read good books or you should not go on pilgrimages. We are not saying that you should not build hospitals, temples, churches. Those are very, very good activities and they must be done. Because they prepare your mind. Our mind is so full of dirt and negativity. In that dirty mind, the Lord cannot shine. Bhagavan cannot appear. So all these activities, when I go to the temple or church and light a candle or light a diya or offer an incense, or when I, you know, put some flowers, or my mind becomes pure. When I help somebody who is pure and who is poor and needs help, that purifies my mind. When I do a pilgrimage and go to all these beautiful spiritual places, I feel the glory of all the Mahatmas who have been there. My mind becomes pure. It is very good. It is very essential. When I donate and build a hospital or a church or a temple or a school or anything and I give, it's all very good. What all that does? Purifies my mind. The mind has to be pure before you start the spiritual journey. The more, the purer your mind is, the closer you come to that truth. Just as the sunlight, If there's a dirty mirror and a clean mirror, where is it going to shine? The dirty mirror is not going to shine, but a clean mirror will reflect it. So a clean mind only can reflect the consciousness. So all these activities help us to purify the mind, but will not make you realize the truth, will prepare you, just as you build a foundation. You know, you build a house without a foundation, it's going to collapse. So first you build a foundation, you know, 6 feet, 10 feet deep, and then in that strong foundation, you can build a skyscraper. So similarly, all these activities help us in the spiritual journey. And doing all of those activities, even meditating, what it will do is quieten your mind and take you up to Om. Then what do? Then you surrender. You say, Bhagwan, that's all I can do. I'm sorry, that's all I can do. And when you surrender, then he sucks you in. He pulls you in to him. You cannot reach him. You have to surrender and say, this is all I can do. And after that, it is his job. Just as, you know, when you go into space and you want to go to the moon, what happens is you take off from the earth and it takes a lot of energy, you know, the booster rocket, Titan and all, and a lot of energy because the earth's gravity is so strong. So all this Cape Kennedy, they take off and then the rocket and it gets left behind. Only the spaceship left, gets left. All the other stages fall off. And now the spaceship is traveling effortlessly through space. It doesn't need much effort then because the space, there is no resistance. So minimal amount of energy is required. It travels, travels, travels. And then when it gets to the moon, then what happens? The moon sucks the spaceship in because the moon's gravity. And then the person doesn't need any more energy. In fact, they have to have those parachutes and have rockets to actually fire back so that it shouldn't land with too much force. So it should have a soft landing. And that's what Armstrong did, you know, one giant step for man and all that. So the spaceship to take off needs a lot of energy. Then it goes smoothly. And then ultimately to reach the moon sucks that individual spaceship in. So similarly, you and I in our meditation can only put our effort and go up to that point of silence. And in that silence, you will experience, you know, peace and stillness and all. And then you just wait. You stand and wait and let him pull you in. There's actually a very, very beautiful story. I don't have time to tell it. Maybe next week we'll talk about this Sakten again. It's a masterful story from Rajneesh. Very, very nice story about the same thing. I was planning to say it today, but we don't have time. But next week we'll do that. So, yeah, please remind me or I'll try to remember. So my effort, no matter how great my effort is, can only take me up to a point. Then the I has to end. The doer has to end. The ego has to end. The ego is the obstacle between me and the truth. When the ego ends, then the truth alone remains. See, I, the perceiver, feeler, and thinker, think myself to be this body, mind, and intellect. And I'm working in the world of objects, emotions, and thought. When this ego ends, perceiver, feeler, thinker, then that consciousness alone is. And I am that. In fact, we really are that. Ego is a projection. It's just a false appearance upon this state. So that is the final step, is to let him do it. And all the scriptures talk about it. If you listen to the saints, the women saints who have written in the Bible, they have talked about this, that I came to a point where I couldn't do anymore. And then Jesus took me. And there's a beautiful story about Saint Francis, so I'll do that next week. So that is the final experience where he or she or that consciousness pulls you to itself. The river can, you know, wander, but ultimately it comes to a state. But the river ends and the ocean alone exists. So that is the state. And then in that state, what does he say? I am me. I am no longer the body, mind, intellect. I am no longer a man, woman, or child. I am no longer an Indian, American, or I am me. I am no longer a doctor, engineer, lawyer. I am me. Then there is no description. There is no definition. That alone is. Again, it's a, you know, intellectually it's easy, I mean, for me to talk, but it's not something easy. So read Gurudev's commentary. If you have the book, please read it. And if you can listen to this talk again on the internet, you can go to firstpower.info, because I find that that's why even after Swamiji's talks, we sell CDs, because just listening one time is not enough. Repeated listening helps. And when Vimalji comes, actually, he's going to talk about Kain Upanishad, which is the same subject. Oh, that is one. God and individual are one. One. Jivatma, Paramatma, everything is one. I am me. Then there is no God and me separate. In that state of that Turiya state, then there is only me. And that is the Bhagwan, the consciousness. Yes. That does not mean I become the creator of the universe. No, but that I disappear and he alone exists. That alone exists. I disappear. That ego disappears. And then that is called the God state or the Brahmi sthiti. That's why in the Krishna says in the Gita, yeah, Brahmi sthiti partha. This Brahmic state is a very rare experience. And he's trying to have Arjuna understand that. Yeah, Turiya, Nirvana, and enlightenment mean the same thing. Samadhi is a state to be in where the individual disappears. Yeah, Samadhi is one of the eight. You know, the Ashtang Yoga? In Ashtang Yoga, that Samadhi is the last one, where that individual becomes one with that. So Samadhi is one of the eight steps. You know, Yama, Niyama, and all those. Asana, Pranayama, the Ashtang Yoga. Okay, thank you very much. So attend Vimalji on Thursday. We'll see you next week. And please stay for lunch. We'll end with a closing prayer. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम.